Title: FDA Issues Proposed Rule for Standardized and Accessible Patient Medication Information. Content: On May 31, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, published a proposed rule to amend its regulations regarding prescription drug product labeling regulations. 1. Under the new rule, each time a prescription drug product is used, dispensed, or administered in an outpatient setting, the patient would receive a one-page patient medication information, PMI, medication guide that highlights essential information regarding the use of the drug. If implemented, FDA believes this rule will consolidate the various forms of prescription information that are dispensed to patients and consequently alleviate confusion for manufacturers deciding what forms are needed with particular prescriptions. Overall, it appears that the FDA's goals are twofold: 1. Standardization of patient-facing prescription drug product labeling, and 2. To expand accessibility of essential safety and efficacy information relevant to such medications. History and impetus for proposed rule. This proposed rule comes as no surprise to those following the FDA's decades-long search for the most appropriate manner of conveying prescription medication information to patients. In particular, on numerous occasions, the FDA has solicited information from stakeholders regarding the development of PMI prototypes and conducted research as to the most effective options for PMI content and organization. Currently, there are four categories of written patient prescription drug information. Patient package insert, PPI. PPI are required under federal regulations for oral contraceptives and estrogen-containing products, and also can be submitted voluntarily by applicants or may be required as part of a risk evaluation and mitigation strategy, REMS, medication guides. If the proposed rule is implemented, the regulations section covering medication guides will be revised to include PMI instead. However, currently, FDA requires a medication guide for certain products which present potential for serious adverse events or risks, or require adherence to ensure effectiveness. Similar to PPI, these may also be required as an element of a REMS, Consumer Medication Information, CMI. CMI are privately and voluntarily developed without consultation from the applicant and without consultation or approval by the FDA. Instructions for use, IFU. IFU are another technically voluntarily created patient information guide, this time developed by the applicant and reviewed and approved by the FDA. For some drug classes, FDA will strongly suggest an IFU, especially where the medication has complicated or detailed patient use instructions. 2. As indicated by the FDA's critical remarks, the agency views these options as failed experiments in ensuring patients are using medications safely and effectively. For example, the agency noted that his written patient information, in certain instances, has been duplicative, incomplete, conflicting, or difficult to read and understand, and has not been sufficient to meet the needs of patients. 3. Proposed PMI rule, a bird's eye view. We could not possibly cram into one blog post each of the proposed attributes of the PMI rule, but the bird's eye view, at this time, is enough to get the gist of what FDA is thinking. The proposed PMI regulations are particularly detailed, with specifications for, among other things, headings, subheadings, bold type, font size, and particular disclosure statements. All content included in the PMI will be based on information required in the PI and or the circular of information. 4. That means nothing promotional and everything in a scientifically accurate, non-misleading format. However, pictograms and icons are not allowed. 5. FDA identified the one-page requirement as one of the most important specifications of the PMI rules. For products with complicated administrations, FDA stated that if detailed instructions for use cannot be adequately conveyed in the PMI format, FDA will continue to approve the typical IFU format in the PI itself and/or a separate IFU document. 6. However, FDA intends to provide little leeway for exemption from the one-page requirement altogether. Indeed, FDA emphasized that although waivers will be available for some specifications, the agency anticipates rarely granting a waiver to the one-page format requirement. 7. The proposed rule will impact all new and